show them.
That was a big reason why I didn't want to tell my dad, because, you know, you guys have dads, particularly the girls. You know, if you have a dad, you know that, like, you know, you wonder. I was really afraid that my dad would find this boy and kill him. And then not only will that have happened to me, but then my dad would be in prison because he shot someone. Because I really thought my dad, he probably would have. I still kind of don't doubt that. But... And now that I'm a mom, like, I kind of get that. You know, if somebody did something to my kid, I would get that, like, I'm going to kill him. That feeling that, like, you know, like a you messed with a bear cub. You know, that mama bear is going to come out and... But, you know, I get that. But nonetheless, that's part of the reason why I didn't, you know, I didn't want anybody to know. I didn't want my parents to find out. Not only just because of the lying, but because then my dad would kill this guy. But still to this day, I haven't told my dad. And I don't think my mom did either. But I told my mom about it. Because one of the things that Ezra had told me was that, you know, someday if my family comes to know Christ, you know, they might want to hear my whole story. And it involves that. You know, that's part of what opened my eyes. That's part of what it took to get my attention. And some people are more stubborn than others. I'm one of those stubborn people. And I'm glad that God did whatever it took to get my attention. And it was not God's will for that to happen to me, but it did, you know, and that is what opened my eyes. He used my mistakes and my sin and my lying and my bad habits to shake me up. And you know, he used the bad and turned it into good. But the bad was not his will. His will was for not any of that to happen. His will is for all of us to come to know him, and it shouldn't take such drastic measures. But anyway, any of you guys, if any of this sounds familiar to you, or if you're in any of these habits, I think it's really important that you think about where it can go and what it can lead up to, because God has a purpose and a plan for your life, and it involves great things. And since I've become a Christian, my life is, like, phenomenal. I can't even tell you the joy that I have in my heart just because, you know, of what Jesus has done for me and who I am now. I'm a new person, and I'm glad I'm not that girl. In high school, my senior year of high school was like the most incredible year, because it was my junior year that all this stuff happened, and the beginning of my senior year, kind of still a little bit, but it was like January or like November of my senior year when things like totally changed. And my senior year was just like awesome. It was awesome. Ezra was my boyfriend, and he went to my senior ball, my senior trip to Disneyland, and Jesus came with us. It was awesome.
We all held hands.
You know, it was like the most awesome thing, because Ezra, like I said, you know, he was the first boy that I didn't tell, you know, like, oh, you know, I like you, or make out with, or whatever. And Ezra and I were together for 2 years before we got married, and the first time we ever had sex was on our wedding night, which was like this unbelievable, like, I didn't think that people actually did that.
Oh my gosh.
So, and, you know, it's possible. So, you know, it was really, like, a whole different world for me that I'd stepped into, or that God stepped me into, so, and that's where he wants us, you know, that path, and it's a straight and narrow path, and when we wander off of it, bad things happen. So anyway, that's it. I brought pictures, just because, well, okay, anyway, just because I think pictures are fun, those of you guys that know me know I take like a million and one pictures, but I just brought some pictures of when we were in high school. Most of them are like of my senior year and Ezra and I and my senior prom, and if it looks like it's we're dressed like it's the 90s, it's because it was the 90s.